Welcome to the podcast that brings you interviews, reviews, arts and entertainment news, all wrapped up in one place. You're listening to Art to Art with Imani Moe. Coming up in this episode, if you love watching crime thrillers, then listen up. I'll be having an art to art with two fantastic actors, Richard Armitage and Jing Lucy.
So I have to hit him a little bit in that scene. And so I think that was real because I was panicked so much. I actually just probably just punched him. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Well done, you. Brand new adrenaline-fueled six-part series Red Eye has taken off and is about to land on UK TV screens. Richard Armitage, who you'll know from the Hobbit movies, plays a doctor accused of murder.
My name is Matthew Nolan. I am being extradited for a crime that I did not commit.
And he's being sent back to Beijing to face interrogation. No-nonsense detective Lee, played by Jing Lucy, is escorting the prisoner on the plane, following simple procedures as you'd expect. But things go awry when, not long into the flight, murder and mayhem erupts. About a month ago, I was lucky enough to get an exclusive preview into the first two episodes of Red Eye. So let's crack on with this crime case. May I introduce you to two of the lead actors from the series. This is so exciting. I've watched two episodes of Red Eye. And actually, I have to say, I almost feel like I hope this doesn't put me off getting on a plane. But Jing, I'm going to start with you. DC Hannah Lee, she's escorting this prisoner back to Beijing. What a brilliantly kind of claustrophobic thriller on a plane. What was it like filming it? And tell us a little bit about your character.
So I play Detective Hannah Lee, who is just minding her own business, living her best life in the London Police Force. And she's very spontaneously being asked to accompany this fine gentleman, played by Richard Armitage, back to China because he's been accused of murdering a Chinese national. And for her own historical reasons, she really, really doesn't want to go back to Asia, which we'll find out over the series. And so when the two of them board the flight, what's this seemingly quite a simple journey turns into probably their worst nightmares. So it's 6 hours of us trying to figure out what is going on, who's behind all of this conspiracy, and yes, we take you on a real roller coaster ride.
Yeah, that's absolutely 100% true. Richard, obviously you're the man accused. Dr. Nolan is your character. Quite a juicy, meaty role. I wonder what it was about it personally that appealed to you, and tell us about your character, Dr. Nolan, as well.
I often get asked to play characters that are in control. And the thing that I liked about Nolan is that he is somebody that we should trust by default because he is a doctor, would have taken the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. So when we see him at the very beginning in a car crash, he's already out of control. And then he's on very thin ice. He's arrested. He's accused of something that he professes to be innocent of. But actually, there are doubts in his mind. He doesn't know what happened in this bar in Beijing. And when he's put back on the flight and then these other events start to escalate, it's like a sense of panic sets in. I think that's just a really interesting place to work from.
Obviously, with it being set on a plane, well, certainly for the first two episodes that I've seen, I wondered what the challenges are of shooting in that space because, and this is a question to both of you, I mean, because obviously you've got to make it look realistic. Even if your performances are realistic, it's certainly about feeling comfortable in that space and feeling that it's a real plane. Obviously, it's not. But yeah, I wondered what was the most challenging bit. Jing, I'll start with you.
I mean, it was a real plane. So we had a lot for free because we didn't really have to pretend or imagine anything. It just was, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a decommissioned plane, which originally I thought maybe they would cut out panels and they could remove parts of it for lighting and camera and getting all this, you know, stocky crew in. But it wasn't. It was a real plane. We had two cameras on us most of the time. And so we're very, very, you know, tightly packed in. We've also got all of the background, amazing background supporting artists. So it was pretty intimate. We got to know each other very well. You could smell everything. But I, for me, you know, I'm not the one carrying the camera, so I can't speak for them. They probably had much more of an intense experience than I did. But I loved the claustrophobicness, the intimacy, the inability to go anywhere. Also, you know, the plane itself is in a hangar in the middle of nowhere. So it's, you know, we ourselves have, you know, we're kind of trapped. And I think that just adds to the feeling of the piece and what the show is trying to create, is that these people are stuck on a plane. They can't get out. And, you know, it was for me that it was the devil's in the detail. It's so real. The only way in and on and off the plane for us as actors and crew was actually through the doors. So every time before we went for a take, someone would have to manually close the doors. Otherwise, it looks like, you know, we're thousands of feet up in the air with just an open door. So I loved it. I loved it. I loved the authenticity. And I hope that really comes through in the show.
Richard, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, you know, one thing that Kieran Hawkes and Ollie Russell really sort of did, that's our director and our DOP. I remember Kieran saying, I didn't want to cheat anything on the plane. So all of the spaces are real. They weren't moving furniture around to get the cameras in. And also what's brilliant in the first sort of 15 minutes of the show, he shows you the architecture of the plane. So you're seeing things that will come into play later on, but you don't know that you should be paying attention to them. So all of these different areas, you know, when you start going down into the crew quarters and then into the cargo hold and all of that, it's like a maze of where the drama is going to unfold.
And it's really, really kind of cleverly shot. It's absolutely fantastic. And also I noticed that there's that great escape scene. We won't say too much about it, but there is a great escape scene in the first episode through the airport that actually looked like there were both actors, so background actors, but also it looked like there were real people in the scene. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if that had been a feature film, it would have been 2 weeks' work, and we were shooting in 2 days. So we were working in and around the general public. So you have to be very careful not to traumatize them, you know, but at the same time, you want their reactions. You know, it's it reminds me of my time on Spooks, where we would do that a lot with long lenses and, you know, in a public place. But yeah, quite nerve wracking, right, Jing?
I was more nervous for you than I was for myself, because it's such an epic scene, and I feel like that is the standout scene of the first episode, and it really sets the ambition of the show. You know, you think that's big, we get even bigger. And without giving too much away, Richard does the majority of the heavy lifting, and then I sort of come in at the end and say some mean things to him, and I just get this kind of like empathetic anxiety where I feel like if I screw up my bit at the end, he's got to do all of this again. And I really, really don't want to be that guy. So I, in some ways, was also really panicking, and I'm spitting out my lines really quickly just to get them out. And I also have to kind of, you know, hit him a little bit in that scene. And so I think that was real, because I was panicked so much, I actually just probably just punched him. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Well done, you.
So much adrenaline just went for it.
Absolutely love it. Kicking a bit of ass. Love it. Yeah. I mean, look, just finally, Art to Art is my podcast. I wanted to ask you, because we have something called the watch list. It's something on your list of things from the arts and entertainment world that you've been meaning to watch or listen to. It could be anything, basically, from the arts and entertainment world. So, Jing, what's on your list of those kinds of things that you've been meaning to do but you haven't got around to yet?
I have to catch up on every single Oscar film nomination and, you know, and BAFTA nomination. And I'm so behind with this stuff. It's, you know, it's hard for me to watch these things, because when I watch it, I just get so, like, involved, and I'm like, oh my God, I want to be writing this kind of stuff, and I get too emotionally invested, so I sort of don't get into it too much. But I would love to see, you know, all of the films that everybody's been raving about.
So you've got a massive list of things to watch.
It's huge. It goes back years. Yes, I think I think Barbie is the last thing I watched. So I've got quite a lot to do. Yeah,
excellent. And Richard,
I have been gagging to see, and have finally managed to bag some tickets to see Sarah Snook in Dorian Gray, which I gather is sort of blowing it out of the park in the West End at the moment. So yeah, I'll be a member of the audience on that night.
Oh, look at you. Well, it's safe to say that wherever you two are, I never want to be anywhere near you when getting on a plane.
Yeah, stay away.
I'm quite safe. I'm the safe one.
As lovely as you both are.
He's the one to look out for.
Don't eat my meal.
Oh no, hell no. That's not happening. It's so lovely to chat with you. Thank you very much, Jing and Richard. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Nice money.
We now have confirmation of death on flight 357.
What am I in the middle of?
If it is murder, the killer is still on board.
You've just heard from two of the leading stars of claustrophobic crime thriller Red Eye. It's hitting the UK's Freeview channel ITV1 and streaming platform ITVX from Sunday the 21st of April at 9 p.m. British Summer Time. You're listening to Art to Art with Imani Mo. We bring you arts and entertainment interviews directly from the movers, shakers, and stars of the shows. You can access all available podcast episodes on major platforms now, or you can head on over to the website art2art.podbean.com. I really enjoyed the handheld elements of Red Eye. They take you into the nooks of the plane. That conspiracy element of the series was thoroughly enjoyable as well. And the political espionage themes running throughout had me on the edge of my seat. Not on a plane, just on my sofa. So I, for one, am very much looking forward to the rest of the series. And in a bit of exciting news, I wanted to share that I've also interviewed Leslie Sharp, an actress who's also in the series playing MI5 boss Madeleine Delaney on BBC Radio 4's Loose Ends with Clive Anderson. So go and check it out. The BBC Sounds link is in the episode description if you want to hear Leslie's perspective on the crime thriller. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, and if you're enjoying it, please show us a little bit of love by sharing it on your socials. For more podcast episodes, head on over to the website art2art, that's art2art.podbean.com, or you can find me at Imani Mo on socials. That's all for this pod, but a massive heartfelt thanks goes to my wonderful guests today, actors Richard Armitage and Jing Lucy, for having an Art to Art with me. I'll be back next time with more showbiz guests from the world of arts and entertainment. People like Britain's Got Talent comedian Deliso Chaponda, Eleanor Conway, author Erica James, and actor Tony Curran. Until next time, see ya! You're listening to Art with Imani Mo. This is your podcast that brings you interviews, reviews, arts and entertainment news, all wrapped up in one place.